Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
He's sophisticated.
Both in quality and quantity, we've improved drastically.
Charming.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right.
Good.
Yet ruthless.
Hey, let's see what we're made of. Let's see what we're made of right here.
Go hit them like you never hit someone. Let's go.
Now he's the architect of the red and gold roster equipped for a championship run.
San Francisco!
49ers GM John Lynch with TKB. On KNBR, the sports leader.
Sponsored by Zenni, the official eyewear of the 49ers. Get your prescription glasses starting at just $6.95. And by Bay Area Chevy Dealers. Visit BayAreaChevroletDealers.com.
Indeed, it is time to talk to the general manager of your San Francisco 49ers, Mr. John Lynch, who is joining us, as all guests do, on the UMA Guest Line. John, we always appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you guys.
It is always good to have you, sir. News is being reported, and I want to get confirmation on this, and then obviously how this affects the team going forward, that Dre Greenlaw, dealing with that groin injury, is going to have a procedure to fix it, but it will keep him out 4 to 6 weeks. Is that accurate? And if so, what does it mean for the team?
Yeah, you know, so he is going to have surgery. He, they got a couple of opinions on the groin. You know, it's a core muscle injury that Dre's been dealing with here for the last couple of weeks. And he did a great job kind of battling through it, had a big impact on the game against Detroit. It's actually on the pick six that he kind of retweaked it. And, at some point we scanned it and this core muscle injury just continued to get worse. And so, got to the point where we felt the best interest of everyone was to go ahead and handle it now. As for the timeline, you know, I think that's best left till they get in there and see the extent. But they, you know, I think that's accurate in terms of, initially what we know and think. But I think it's always best to kind of wait on that. So we'll see where that goes.
Fair enough and understandable. So not that there is a good side to this, but you have capable guys to fill the void. So Shahir would move over to weak side, and what would be the fallout beyond that?
You know, we'll see behind there. There's Marcel Harris and Flanagan Foles, and then, mm-hmm. Nate Gary's a guy who's got experience on our practice squad. So, I think anybody who watches us knows that Dre's a very good football player and very integral to our success. So, it's a loss to say the least, but, the good news is that, all indications are we'll have them back later this season. And we look forward to that. We'll have to hold the fort down until then. And, I think the best news is Aziz probably had his best game. He had his best game as a 49er. He, played some fantastic football. I thought, at times he was the best defensive player we had the other day, and that's saying something because he's playing with some all-pro players. So Aziz really performed at a high level, and now he has an opportunity to go show that more.
Yeah, I mean, Aziz was a beast. I mean, he was incredible in this game, John. I mean, I loved the motor. I mean, he's at the quarterback. He's chasing things downfield. He's sniffing out screen passes. He's instinctive. He's fast. And if you look at his college numbers, I mean, this is what he was in college, right? The guy made like 400 tackles in college, so that you're fortified there. But, I mean, what does it feel like 1 week in? You got the win, but, I mean, this can't continue. You can't keep losing three key guys every week and be standing. You guys got to be a little tired of the injury bug.
Yeah, we are. And, it's week one of the season. And we lost three really good players. You lost the number one corner in Verrett. Raheem is a special talent. You know, there's nobody faster in football. He added to our, our explosive nature as an offense. And Dre, we just talked about. So those are three very good football players. Good news with Dre is there's hope that we have him back in due time. The other two, those are season enders. And so that's disappointing. It's tough. It's the nature of this game, though. And as I look around the league, a lot of teams experienced similar things this week. And so you got to move forward, and you got to make the necessary moves to fortify your group that you can, and then really have that mentality. That's a tough one to have because these guys are integral parts and guys really care about them, but you do have to move forward. Philly's a very good football team. When you look at their roster, when you look at game one, I think so much was made about, you know, new coach and, some stories off the field in Philly, but at its core, when you look at this team, they're very well built. They're built well on both offense and defensive lines. They've done a nice job throughout their team. So it's a team we have a great deal of respect for, and we're going to have to play really well to go in there and get to 2-0.
Hey, John, let me ask you something we talked about earlier this week. The art, or if you want to use a different word, of when or when not to start taking starters out, because everyone wants to take starters out, and it's not just football. I hear it in basketball all the time. You're up 25 with 10 minutes to go. Sit these guys. You don't want them to get hurt. And last game was proof why coaches don't like taking guys out too early, because things can and will happen in the course of pro sports. I mean, and it also, you know, I'm sure it's the same in football and basketball. When you start taking starters out, it basically signals that the coach thinks the game's over, and it's hard to keep that intensity up. And then if you got to put the starters back in, which I've seen before, I've been on both sides of it, then you got to ramp back up again and be like, oh, damn, it's still a football game or basketball game. We got to get going again. What goes into that thinking? Because I'm not sure there's a right or wrong answer, because you don't want guys to get hurt, but you do know that there's a possibility of things going wrong and guys can get hurt at any time. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, I think that's a tough deal, and you know, it's one of the deals when you play really well and you get up on someone. Human nature says that, all right, man, let me just get through here now. And that's the perfect recipe for getting injured, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, I remember those, you know, nights when I was in Tampa or Denver, we were up big on people. You really have to focus yourself. And I think that's something veterans, players taught me early is, hey man, you got to focus for 60. When we're up, you got to continue to focus and play hard, just as if the score is 0-0. And so that's the mentality I always tried to have. And I think we could learn a nice lesson as a team. Because a coach should be able to. It's hard with a 53-man roster. You can't just make wholesale changes. Yeah. But you would like to take some guys out. And, you know, I think Kyle's instinct after the game was, I'll never do that again, because we let a team back into it. And you could see it coming. I mean, yeah. Dan Campbell, yep. who's a fiery guy, and he's been pushing these guys in camp. And those guys are playing. You know, I've been there before when we, you know, we took over in San Francisco. Everyone knows everything they're doing is being scrutinized and watched, and they're trying to see who's going to be a part of this thing. And so to those guys' credit, they really played right till the end. We have to learn to do the same thing. And we put guys in, we got to be able to finish guys out with that, because, you know, I think 41-17 at 158, yeah. And then we're hanging on for dear life. You know, I met Barrett in the tunnel, and it's one of the, you know, he was just distraught because he's been through so much, and I got him up to that, and I come back and I couldn't believe the score. You know, it blew my mind. So that's how quickly it can happen. The good news is we won the ball game. I was a part of one of those. If you guys remember, Monday night, Tony Dungy came back as the head coach of the Colts, and we were up 24 with 4 minutes and change, and they beat us. And it was that one still sticks with me. It's the worst feeling I've ever felt. And fortunately, we came away with it, and hopefully we learned some great lessons that regardless of who's in there, you got to finish every game you're in.
Well, it's funny. I told the story earlier this week, and I'll just share it real quick just to illuminate what coaches think about. When Steve Kerr was playing for Cleveland, Lenny Wilkins, Hall of Fame coach, was the coach, and I guess it was early fourth quarter, they're up like 32, and he looked down, and Steve kind of caught his eye, and he turned back, and he started getting up to walk towards Steve to put him in, and in the meantime, whoever they were playing, he didn't tell me who it was, scored two straight buckets, and he turned around, walked back down, and sat down. And Steve thought, damn, I'm that bad? I can't hold a 28-point lead? But that's the nature of the coach, isn't it? Like, every game is so important. that, and you know, I mean, look what happened Sunday. And look, that's an aberration, but things like that can happen. And it's why coaches wait maybe a little bit longer than fans maybe think is necessary to take guys out.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, it's not like college football where you got 100 guys on the sidelines.
Yeah.
We have 48 on game day, and so you can't take everybody off. You know, like you try to be judicious, smart about why you're doing something, and if you're doing it. But I think the bottom line is whoever's in there, you got to play right till the end, because these guys are all pros, and like I said, they've got a lot to play for. And to their credit, I called their GM today and just said, hey, heck of an effort by you guys playing right to the end. That's a good thing to build on.
Hey, let me ask you about Mitchell, because he stepped in for Mostert and the offense did not miss a beat. And he looked really, really comfortable in the offense, hit the holes fast, hit them hard, knew where he was going. What'd you guys see in him? I mean, this wasn't a guy that was, I think it was a sixth round draft pick, I believe, but he looks very comfortable in the offense, and looks like he could really be a benefit to the offense this year.
Yeah, we saw a lot of speed. You know, Elijah can run. He's a high 4.3 guy, and we saw that one cut ability that we like. And we saw a guy who's you know, not real big in stature, but he plays big, and he's bigger than people think. He's a 215 pound guy, so he's got some power to go with that speed, and so. You know, the interesting thing with that one, there's certain picks and at times you say, well, if you like them so much, why didn't you draft them sooner? You know, because that was a pick where GMs who I really respect around the league, when we got them, a bunch of them texted me and said, man, that's a good pick. We really like that kid. So it's a good start for him. Elijah's got the right mentality, the right mindset. It has never seemed too big for him. And that's why he got his opportunity. He made the most of it. So, you know, this week he, Hasty, and now Trey Sermon will, you know, I think get in the mix and you know, now they'll get their opportunities. And the nice thing with us, everybody gets a little action. You know, they get to get out there, backs, a lot of them play the way we roll. So all these guys will have opportunities, but we like that group.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.
John Lynch with us on the UMA guest line. John, you know, the perplexing thing after week one is what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. I mean, you guys traded up in round one to get him. He was looking like a number one wide receiver at the beginning of camp, making amazing catches, and now he's getting low reps and low targets against the Lions. Did he do something wrong, or what's the reason for his inactivity?
He didn't do anything wrong. I think I'd go back to the wisdom of Aaron Rodgers that, you know, just relax. I think, and I understand, you know, people see him and see Trent Sherfield coming in here. We have big expectations for Brandon, and we also understand to get where we want to get, we need Brandon to really assert himself. He's got big time talent in there. And I think, you know, when you've been nicked up during training camp and all that, it's hard to get in that groove. You know, meanwhile, Sherfield went out there and just was very consistent throughout camp. So he's earned opportunities. The great thing is, you know, we play three guys. You know, you can, you know, I think, you know, Ayuk, we would love for him to develop into like a true number one receiver. We think he has that in him. And so, you know, to do that, he just needs to stay out there. He had a very good week of practice. We're encouraged by that. Brandon's spirits are good. And we're all good over here. So I know everyone's wondering, but I think that will play itself out just fine.
Are you okay with Kyle publicly talking about these situations in the media? I think back to the Hurd situation in preseason, where he basically said we need him to practice so we can get him in the mix. And he did that in the Raider game, and unfortunately he's still been hurt. Similar thing with Ayuk, where he says publicly, we just need him to step up. We need him to be available in practice. Is that something you're cool with you know, in essence, kind of personal business being put out there in public?
Yeah, but I think the great thing with Kyle, Kyle's a very good communicator. So it's not as if he's doing this publicly and not talking to these guys. So I think the one thing people need to understand, and it's something that we, he and I talked about, you know, forget about the modern day athlete. Anybody just wants to be kept abreast of what's the situation. I think that's what good coaches, good leaders do, is you communicate well with people and you do it very in a very direct manner. Kyle has no problem being direct, but he's the same way with the players. And I know being a player, you appreciate that. And so when he's saying things publicly, 9 of 10 times he's already said it to that player. And they always know that if they have any questions, they can go and see him. So I think, you know, it's one of the things he's very skilled at. And I think a lot of people see that and say, wow, that's, he's putting them out there. But really, I think there's open lines of communication all the time. And I think he does a really, really nice job of that.
And being communicative with the players, that's been something you guys have done throughout. We've heard Garoppolo talk about it with this interesting situation. He said several times that that both of you guys have kept him abreast of the situation, and that's why he's fine with how it's happening right now.
Well, you know, you talk about a player who's had a lot go on, but, you know, he's taking care of his business, and was really proud of the way Jimmy played. I thought he played big time football. You know, he threw it at a really, played very efficient football, got the ball downfield, showed toughness, showed some mobility. I thought he really led our team in a really, really nice fashion. So really proud of the way he played. Much tougher task, I think, this week. This is a big time front when you're talking Fletcher Cox. Hargraves is playing really well. Brandon Graham's been a nice player for a long time. So this is a really, really good front. Our offensive line played really, really well in week one, and they're going to need to do the same. And they got a tougher task this week.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know how you look at starting the first two on the road and then being away from home for a week, but I think it could be a boon to a team because, look, professional athletes, you get done with practice, guys got families, they go home. They, you know, may spend some time together, but it's not like college where you're spending all your time together. And being that they're on the road for a week, right at the beginning of the season, I got to think with the bonding that's going on and guys spending time together and just kind of hanging out together, I got to think there's some benefits to that.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I really do. It's much like going away for training camp. You know, I had never done it in my career. John Gruden came in. We went up to Disney World in Orlando, and it's the year we won the Super Bowl. So I thought it was the greatest thing ever. But what it does do, it does create those bonds. And you're right, Tom. You know it. You know, everyone thinks that you spend every waking day. You spend a lot of time with these guys, and oftentimes when you're done, people just go home. And so when you're kind of stuck out on the road, you might sit with someone at a lunch table that you never have, you know, and you get to know them. And so I do think there is some bonding. Last year we were here, we didn't really get to experience it because we were in the heart of COVID. And, you know, the strict rules were really into effect. I think this year, because we've got such a high percentage of our team, we can function a little bit more normal. We're getting, you know, guys are getting good time together. And that's been a nice thing about being here. It's a beautiful property here at the Greenbrier. It really is pretty, and they take great care of us. So it serves the purpose. You know, the reason we do it, it's just we travel so much as it is. We log so many miles. If we can break it up a little, and then like you said, I think there is an inherent advantage because you get real close as a team, or you end up really not like each other. But that's not the way we are.
One or the other.
Hey, just curious, if you traveled outside the Greenbrier property, was it about an hour and a half to the local market?
There's not much else here, man. There's not much else here. All I know, when the governor of West Virginia that owns this place, when I see him, he's on a helicopter. So that tells you there's nothing close.
Oh, I'm going to the store. I'll be right back in a helicopter.
Fire up the bird.
Hey, John, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck this week in Philly, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Are you thinking about getting a new car? Redwood Credit Union offers affordable auto loans for new and used vehicles. You can even refinance an existing loan with us. Our quick loan process will get you in a car you love. The road to your next ride starts at Redwood Credit Union. Easily apply online at redwoodcu.org/auto or ask for RCU financing at your dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love.